This is Ozarks at Large. Northwest Arkansas is no stranger to professional theater companies. Two examples are Theater Squared and Ceramic Cow Productions, both of which are mounting their December productions this weekend and next weekend, respectively. Next month, a brand new theater company is looking to produce its premiere play. New Threshold Theater is a new company that will put on performances completely produced by young adults.
New Threshold Theater's mission is to engage youth performers and audience members in the power of theater performances in intimate settings.
That's 16-year-old Coleman Clark, the founder and artistic director of New Threshold Theater. Next month, the company is scheduled to produce its first show titled The Iliad, The Odyssey, and All of Greek Mythology in 99 minutes or less. But in order for that to happen, the group needs to raise $1,000 by next week. Company members are hoping to reach their goal through the use of a funding platform for creative projects called Kickstarter. Yesterday, Coleman stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio along with his fellow artistic directors Reed Carson and Jacob Benson to talk about their Kickstarter campaign.
Mm-hmm. A Kickstarter campaign will help local projects get funding, and it will kind of put your project out there to the public that may not hear about your project otherwise. So the way it works is that you set a time limit. Ours started with 22 days, and we're down to 8 as of today. And then you set a goal, which ours was $1,000. And Kickstarter, of course, takes a little bit out of that, so we'll end up having about $900 to do the show. Assuming that we get all of our funding. As of today, we have $720 pledged. So if we can get the remaining amount, then we will get $900 to be able to produce our show, which would be lovely because this will set us at a great spot to produce the show based off of this $900 so that all of our ticket sales can go directly towards our next performance. So this is just kind of our Kickstarter, getting us off the ground so that we can keep doing performances that will fund each other rather than us having to ask for the community's help every time.
So how did you guys come up with the budget of $1,000?
We met with a lot of professionals in Fayetteville and kind of talked through budgeting, and we kind of had an idea of what we could do a show for, because we knew that the rights were going to cost around $300. So we knew we had to block out that. And then we started thinking about just initial startup costs, things like the website and what we had to buy theatrical tape the other day, which we'll use for many shows. But we had to think about costs that were only going to happen once in this year. And so we kind of added that in. And then the things like the costumes and the sets, we wanted to have enough money to be able to do those well, so that, it'll obviously increase the production value.
I don't know if you've thought this far ahead, but how many shows are you guys expecting to do a year?
Two.
Yeah, I thought it was two.
Yeah, we've thought about doing two or three. And the weird part about this is that we're kind of starting in the middle of a season for most theater companies. So this is kind of what we're calling our trial period. So we're going to do this show and have several meetings and maybe meetings with our adult advisory board and try to figure out what went right with this show and what went wrong and learn from those things and figure out where we want to take this company next. So if it builds to something like we want to do 2 to 3 shows a year, which is what we're thinking right now, then that's great. But it may be something where we want to do just little theater projects that won't cost a lot of money in the community and stuff like that. So it may lead in that direction too.
Well, specifically with regard to Kickstarter, why is this something that you think people should support? Why should they donate to the Kickstarter project?
I think because of the opportunity that it presents. Most of the time, the only aspect kids are exposed to in acting or theater is just acting, basically. I feel like they get a more well-rounded aspect of the whole picture for theater if they want to pursue it. Like, I mean, production, sound, stage managing, all that, and even behind it, a company, like running your own company.
We've also got some great rewards set up on Kickstarter that you can check out. And, you know, they're not much, and you can tell that, but because we're just starting up, we don't have a lot of money to give out rewards, but we're definitely giving what we can, and we would love for the community support because it will really, really help this production, because instead of it all just coming out of our own pocketbooks, we can kind of expand the show a little bit more and hopefully have a better production.
Coleman Clark, Reed Carson, and Jacob Benson are all artistic directors at New Threshold Theater, and I spoke to them yesterday inside the Furman Gardner Performance Studio. The group has 7 more days to reach its goal of $1,000 through the use of its Kickstarter fundraising campaign. More information is available at newthresholdtheater.com.